Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin by defending America's national security.
House Speaker Mike Johnson joined 60 fellow Republicans at a Texas border crossing Wednesday to demand strict immigration policies in exchange for aid to Ukraine. Illegal crossings topped 10,000 on several days last month. Republicans want more of a border wall and to make asylum harder to get. House leaders say they'll also move ahead with impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And some Republicans have taken an even harsher tone. Texas Representative Chip Roy says shut down the border or they shut down the government.
We're supposed to check an out-of-control executive branch, use the power of the purse to stop funding it. Because you know what? If you fund it, you own it.
Several state capitals reported bomb threats yesterday, causing temporary evacuations and disrupting court hearings. Police found no explosives, and officials quickly deemed the threats a centrally organized hoax. Former President Donald Trump has formally asked the U.S. Supreme Court to toss the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, removing him from the primary ballot there. He says it's up to Congress to decide whether he engaged in insurrection.
We will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. 2024 is our final battle.
Maine Secretary of State removed Trump from that state's ballot over his role in January 6th. The questions also reached the Oregon Supreme Court and is pending in 15 other states. A federal judge has ruled the right-wing group True the Vote didn't violate the Voting Rights Act when challenging hundreds of thousands of Georgia registrations in 2021. True the Vote founder Katherine Engelbrecht hailed the ruling as a win for faithful patriots.
We have got to get up out of our comfort zones and do more than just vote. We have got to demand a fair and honest process because it is slipping away from us in plain sight.
The group offered a $1 million bounty for reports of fraud and threatened to recruit Navy SEALs as enforcers. Election officials worry the ruling could end up encouraging voter intimidation. House Education Chair Virginia Fox says Harvard President Claudine Gay's resignation is the right move, but it won't stop her committee's investigation into campus anti-Semitism and diversity policies.
I think they have some other things coming their way to make them understand that they are getting hardworking taxpayer dollars and they have to be accountable.
State legislatures considered more than 500 anti-LGBTQ bills last year, nearly three times the number in 2022. Many would ban health care for transgender youth or change public school curriculum. 84 became law in 23 states. And anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has collected enough signatures to appear on the 2024 presidential ballot in Utah. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.